It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. Lots of really cool things are going on down at the museum. We're going to talk about they're waiving fees for a certain segment of our community, and we're going to talk about that because it's so important that young people be allowed to go in and not have any barriers to go in and check out our museum here. It's such a great asset to the community. Then they've done a few different things. They've got a community newsletter that's going to start coming out. There's a cool survey that they're asking us as a community what we want to see and do at the museum. And then we'll talk for a moment about USU Museum Week that's coming up in September. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
Let's just jump right in. And I always like to start these things, you know, with school getting ready to start and all that. How are things going down at the museum right now?
Yeah, things are great. We've had a really busy summer, with all the tourists and all our locals coming out. And that's been really good. And we're, as you said, just about to roll into the school year.
So, it's already, what does it start Monday, the 28th?
Right. The USU system starts up on Monday, the 28th. I'm looking forward to getting back in the classroom with some of our local students as well as other students throughout the statewide system.
And ready to roll. And the other thing that we need to talk about is, and since you just brought it up, is students. But not just, the university students, but our local high school and middle school students. Because you guys have done something that's rather unique for the museum. And you said this isn't going away. It's staying right where it's at. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, that's correct. So basically, the museum, is part of Utah State University. And as such, USU students have always gotten in for free. We've decided to expand that starting this school year to include all middle school and high school students from local, and we're defining that as Carbon and Emory County schools, including both our public schools as well as our charter school, Pinnacle Canyon Academy here. So if you're a middle school student or a high school student, all you have to do is show your student ID at the front desk and you can come into the museum free as often as you'd like. And the goal in doing this, as you mentioned in your opening, is to reduce some of the financial barriers. We want the museum to be a resource for students to come in and have fun and also learn about the landscape around us, including the people and the animals that lived here in the past, and also be exposed to the scientific method. A lot of times, and I think you and I may have talked about this in the past, you don't really have role models of scientists in your communities, but we've got great opportunities here in Eastern Utah to explore scientific role models, whether it's the technical folks working for the BLM or the NRCS or the Forest Service, or whether it's at the museum or at the college. There's a lot of really cool science happening in and around Eastern Utah, and we want to expose the local students to that more and hopefully get their foot in the door, whether it's as a volunteer or an internship or anything towards their college credits going forward, so that when there are opportunities to come live in Eastern Utah and be a wildlife scientist or be a range ecologist, that some of our local students are in the position to take those opportunities. And so this is one small part of that.
And the great thing, as we said about this, is it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not during the school year. It's just we're launching it with the beginning of the school year. From this point forward, if you're a high school or middle school student, you can get into free to the Prehistoric Museum throughout the year, anytime. So
it's great. Like I said, it's a great resource, and you should really go down and take advantage of it. Another one you wanted to discuss was a community newsletter that's coming out. And you said, like your membership, they get a newsletter all the time. And this one is just a really quick kind of a rundown schedule of events, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So as you said, we have a museum membership program, and we really appreciate the support of our members, both near and far. And they get a quarterly newsletter that's a little more in-depth. It's about 8 to 10 pages with storylines by a number of the staff in the museum. This is a little bit different. It's going to be a free community newsletter. It's going to be a two-pager that has a calendar of events, a main article about what's happening in the museum during that quarter, and then generally a featured item from our collections, and then maybe another quick little sort of listicle type of article on the back. And it'll have all the important information for what's going on, as well as some QR codes for people to scan and take advantage. And we're going to have it at the museum, but we're also hoping to have it at many of the local businesses throughout the county, and particularly in downtown Price, for them to both be aware of. So it's for both our community members and our business owners in our community to be aware of what's going on in the museum, but also hopefully to hand out to their visitors that come in and visit with them as well.
And you mentioned that there's going to be QR codes on it, and one of the QR codes in one of the first ones is going to be a community survey that kind of opens up into a Google Doc.
Yeah, it opened up into a Google form. As you said, we're launching a community survey. We're going to start doing this once a year, sort of the late summer, early fall period, where we're going to assess how we're doing. We want the community to tell us what they like, what they don't like, things they'd like to see in the future. It doesn't mean we're going to be able to always accommodate everybody's wishes. Of course not. But the goal is to basically have a better gauge of what the local community wants from the prehistoric museum. And so that's, as you said, it's available as a QR code in the newsletter. It's also available as a direct link through our Facebook and other social medias. And so you'll be able to just click through. It opens in a Google form. There's about 6 questions you're required to fill out, as well as some other ones that are longer form if you feel like providing additional information. And so we're asking things a little bit like, where do you live? Are you in Carbon, Emory County? Are you from further afield? Your age, and then some other things specific about your experience at the museum. How often do you visit? What could we improve? What do you already like? And things like that. And the goal is to get a robust snapshot across the community of how we serve you and how we can serve you better in the future.
All right. So there's that one. And then let's wrap up by, I mentioned it at the beginning, September 11th through the 15th is USU Museum Week. And you said this is mostly going to be for the Logan campus, but you guys are doing something, kind of special on September 14th.
Right, that's correct. This is, I believe it's the second USU Museum Week that we've been part of, mostly in Logan. As you know, there's a number of great museums and other collections holding entities as a USU system, including the Stokes Nature Center, including the Herbarium, the Museum of Anthropology, so on and so forth. And so they're doing a larger thing up there September 11th through 15th as students are coming back onto campus. It'll been there a couple of weeks. And it includes things like tabling at their student center up there, some events in the evening. And we decided we're going to bring it down here for at least one day. And so, as you said, on September 14th, from about 11 till 2 in the JSLC, in our student center, we're going to have a number of entities tabling so that the new and returning students are aware of these museums and the opportunities to explore art and history and culture throughout this area, as well as any members of the community who might want to stop by. So it will include both us, the Prehistoric Museum, where we'll have both paleontological and archaeological specimens you can touch and maybe some activities, the Gallery East, the art gallery on Eastern's campus, the archives that are part of the library, and they're going to have some really cool memorabilia from Carbon College and the College of Eastern Utah. But we wanted to make it about more than just the museums at USU or USU Eastern, and so we've invited our friends at the Helper Museum, the John Wesley Powell River History Museum in Green River, the Moab Museum, and several others. We're still waiting on some responses. We're hoping to get some entities like the Bohuff Rockabilly Museum down there, as well as some other entities. But we're going to have a good selection of museums from across Eastern Utah here to help you understand their mission and what they do to help explore Eastern Utah. So next time you're out on a road trip and you're in Green River and you see that museum right along the river, you say, maybe we will stop in and see what the River Runner Hall of Fame really is all about.
All right, so lots going on up there. If anybody's looking for more information, your website there at the Prehistoric Museum is a great place. All of your social media is really good. And I love the fact that the easiest way to find any information is to crack open Google and type in Prehistoric Museum, and this one comes up first.
Right, we're first and foremost on the Googles, yeah. That's one of the nice things about our name is that we do stand out. So
it's very good. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.